Welcome to our end of the summer extravaganza concert. We were wondering why you've chosen to sit so asymmetrically. I don't have any answers for that.
Staff are used to coming and sitting.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were thinking maybe it was because we didn't have as many blemishes on the right sides of our faces. Excuse me? Any ushers? Well, you're right. Oh, this is bride's side and this is groom's side. Isn't that how it works? Closer to the snack bar. That's it. Well, Art and I are... Oh, excuse me. I mean, Dane and I... Going to do a few songs. Okay. So maybe they'll sit on this side. Okay. Great. We got more folks showing up. Yeah. Why don't you move? Well, I don't know. I don't have a big problem with that. Okay.
A couple of brave souls.
Yeah. Can always count on those cooks to do what has to be done. So, we'll just get started here. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd invited. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Thanks. Has that ever really happened to anyone? Not me. What's next? Oh. This is a song written by Bill Skaines. Oh, the last one wasn't an original, actually. That in case you thought maybe Dan or I wrote that. That was, I don't know, was that originally done by the Everly Brothers? Or Buddy Holly or something? I don't know. Anyway, this song is called Roseville Fair. Where's Roseville? Minnesota? Oh, that Roseville.
I don't think this Roseville.
I don't think this is Roseville, the suburb.
Why don't you give me a G chord? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
stars were shining and the moon came out so quiet in the sky. The people gathered round, then the band was attuning. I can hear them now playing Coming Through the Rhyme. You were dressed in blue and you looked so lovely, just a gentle flower of a small town girl. You took my hand and we stepped to the music with a single smile. You became my world and we danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. It's drifting tune seemed to fill the air so long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Roseville Fair. We courted well and we courted dearly and we rocked for hours on the front porch chair. A year went by from the time that I met you and I made you mine at the Roseville Fair. And we danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. It's drifting tune seemed to fill the air so long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Roseville Fair. So here's a song for all you young lovers, and here's a tune share. May you dance all night to the fiddle and the banjo the way we did at the Roseville Fair.
To keep, I'm
dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its pebbles on me. Love, I love you, always groovy.
I wrote that sitting on the porch of the lift, looking at Buckskin one afternoon. What? Thank you. Next up is Sharon Gonzalez. Is that right? Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll be a little interlude between Gary and Brian, kind of like the warm-up band in the middle. This song I'd like to do is a song that Rolf Zigdahl helped me with when he was here before, and it's a song about the Great Peace March, which was a what's funny? Rock Van Gogh. I'm sorry. Okay. So it's a song about the Great Peace March, which was an experience that I participated in 1986, and this song is actually a John Prann tune, and the words were composed by the Great Peace March Band, which was a group of musicians that got together during the march, and it kind of just tells the story of our journey the whole 9 months. We had some problems. The original agency went broke. We had to regroup, those of us that chose to stay on, and then kind of function as a much more grassroots organization and just kind of accept the generosity and the welcome of the American people and the help of the people. And just did some demonstrations and a few things to, at different sites in the country. It was for nuclear disarmament, and that's what we tried to contribute to. So this is kind of a fun song.
That's the way that the world goes around.
The next song I'd like to do is also kind of a fast song, but it's a classical song that I've liked a lot. It's by Bach's son, and it's called Sophia Ghetto, which I don't exactly know what that means, but it's intentionally a very fast song. And as I have played it up here, it has reminded me of the chipmunks by the wheat grinder back there. And the chipmunks, like as soon as we open the door and we have the wheat, you know, they're kind of watching us around the corner. And then as soon as we go in, they like dart around for any of the grains that have scattered. And then all of a sudden we'll come out and we'll slam the bucket on the ground and they'll scatter. So it's kind of a funny song. It really reminds me of chipmunks when I play it. I don't know if that's what Bach had in mind when he played that song, but that's my imaging of it. I'd like to do just one more, and this is a song by Michael W. Smith, and it really speaks to, I think, questions that the people had back in history when Jesus was around and walked the earth, and I think they're the same questions that we could have today, and that's what really speaks to me about it. Been here for days, I'm amazed at this teacher, carpenter preacher. Lost in the crowd, I hear him now, he's praying, and he's saying, God feed them all. 5,000 men, all of his friends are worried, find bread and hurry. 5 loaves and fish, what can he wish? He's praying. And still he's saying, God feed them all. Bread for our needs, fully he feeds the hunger, older and younger. 12 baskets more, can we ignore? He shows us that he knows us. Is he the Christ? God in his eyes, I realize his power, need of the hour. Jesus' name, they say he came to free us and to receive us. Is he the Christ? Could he be the Messiah, miracle man, part of the plan? Could he be the Messiah, miracle man? Part of the plan, could he be? Been here for days, I'm amazed at this teacher, carpenter preacher. Lost in the crowd, I hear him now, he's praying, and he's saying, God feed them all. 5,000 men, all of his friends are worried. Find bread and hurry. To Jesus' Jesus, his name, they say. He came to feed us and to receive us. Is he the Christ? It is he, the Messiah, miracle man, life in his hand. It is he, the Messiah, miracle man, now I understand. It is he, the Messiah, miracle man, now I understand. It is he. Pretty small in here. I mean, it's pretty few people in here. Well, at least you guys will have a whole new turnover of musicians the next time. You won't have to hear our songs anymore. We got some good talent coming up.
Small group here tonight. It's kind of fun. I guess this will be my last time playing at Holden for quite a while. I'm going to do a lot of songs that I've sung quite a few times, and this first one's called Sitting in the Cascades. And it's kind of one that I wrote while I was up here, and it reminds me a lot of Holden Village. Ready? Kind enough to let me use his guitar, which you'll have to tune immediately after he gets it. Yeah. I'm going to try a song called Angel from Montgomery, and Todd's going to play piano. So.
Poster of an old road. morning. He wasn't much to look at, he was just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. Now no matter how hard I try, like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of that whole road. Just give me one. Flies in the kitchen, I can hear them buzzing, and I haven't done one damn thing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning?
This next song's a pretty sad song about three-week romances here at Holden Village. And there's a lot of veterans around from this. This one's dedicated to Dan Guttner here. No. All right. You done stomped on my heart and you squished that sucker flat. You know you sort of stepped on my order. You know I saw you going to the garbage dock with another guy, and every step that you took, you know, was a stomp on my heart. Well, I guess it was just another 3 weeks. Well, that's okay. I hear you wanted it that way. But let me tell you, every time this happens, my spirit gets just a little weaker.
You know I can't help wishing you weren't 3,000 miles away. While I'm sitting here in this honky-tonk, looking up at your shoe. I hope you know that those clodding, busting stompers, they filled my heart with the blues. Well, I traveled all across this country just to go down to L.A. And now you're telling me there's nothing that we can do. Well, I guess it was just another 3 weeks. Well, that's okay. I hear you wanted it back. Well, every time this happens, I tell you, my spirit, it just gets a little bit weaker. And I can't help wishing you weren't 3,000 miles away. Like it's gonna be a long, cold, lonely winter. You know I haven't heard from you for a while. Well, I heard tell that you were looking and that you'd finally found someone that was more. Well, I guess I'll go down to Dan Gunther's post-mail counseling center and hang out there for a while. Well, I guess it might have been just another 3 weeks. But that's okay. I hear you wanted it that way. Well, every time this happens, I tell you, my spirit, it just gets a little bit more weaker. And I can't help wishing you weren't 3,000 miles away.
So watch yourselves this winter. Don't start anything you would. All right. This one's called, what's it called? Chicken Cordon Blues.
Problem, darling, the $40 worth of food you just bought.
We got 20 pounds of rice, 5 pounds of beans, sunflower seeds, and I just don't know what it means. I'm just an ordinary fella now with a chicken cordon bleu. Table. There was something on there that my mind it couldn't label. I said, hey, granola mama, what is that stuff anyway? She said, it's lentil loaf and it's good for you. It really doesn't matter if it tastes like glue. You just gotta use a lot of ketchup. You can get that lentil loaf down. You know, when I first met you, you bred me on chicken and wine. Well, we had steak and potatoes, mama. You know, I felt so fine. And now I get a stir-fried tofu, lentil loaf, mung bean sprouts, and now I got my doubts. I'm just an ordinary fella with a chicken cordon bleu.
Do one last song and then Brian's gonna come up. Are we getting kind of long here?
Africa, unite. You know the hour is getting late. I'll tell you who we are under the sun. We are the children of the Kiowa. We are the children of the Rasta. Africa unite. Africa unite.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, Gary. You gonna play on this one? And Todd and Amy. Do I use that mic? Yeah. So this is the winter crowd. The most amazing things can happen in the winter at Holden Village. We were laughing at how surprised my folks will be to see that I have a ponytail. When they last saw me, it just after I'd come out of basic training, and my hair was about that long. That was right before I wrote Feeling Groovy. We had to pump some life. Yeah. Oops. And, no, I'm just messing with your minds. It's one other thing that messes with your minds in the winter at Holden Village. Love. I speak mostly as an observer. I wrote this song for Barry Shelley, I didn't write it for him, but I wrote it sort of with Barry Shelley in mind. Barry and I were like this, and this was me. Anyway, Barry Shelley, Barry who? The man with two first names. So this song came out of the synthesis of two things that I saw being emphasized time and again at Holden Village, one of them being romance, as Gary has so well expressed, and the other being low-impact hiking and camping. And so out of that synthesis came the song Low-Impact Love Affair.
Reflected in those eyes, I saw the mountains I had come to love. Why didn't you let me have a low-impact love affair? And pack out your garbage, what she can. Please don't make it lace and no, just go without a trace. And when you need, stomp out the burning flames, I'll douse the glowing coals. It wasn't long before I asked you out. You said a short hike would be fine. You look so nice, dressed in earth tones, taking care to walk in single file. Within a week we'd hike the basin and the ridge and the mountain's face. You had granola with some dried fruit, so I brought the trowel just in case. Why can't you let me have a low impact love affair? And pack out your garbage, burning what you can. Please don't be complacent, no, just go without a trace. And when you leave, stamp out the burning flames, I'll douse the glowing coals.
All these great musicians helping me on this stuff. It's amazing what you can cover up with a lot of talent. Today it was a day a little bit like today when I wrote this song, only it was spring instead of fall. So maybe we're thinking some of the same things. I don't know. I know I am. It's called Raining Pieces. Really fast. Well, relatively fast. Okay. Most of the way there. This last song that I'll be doing. Oh, I can't talk into it at the same time. I think instead of trying to tune up, I'll just get a new set of strings or buy a new guitar or something. Because whenever I tune up, I always break strings. Sometimes when I tune down, I break strings. Sometimes when my guitar is sitting in my closet, I break strings. I can break strings just looking at the thing. This is the first song that I wrote when I came to Holden Village. So maybe it's appropriately the last one that I'll play. It's kind of about coming to a place, it's kind of maybe what Holden's really about. I think we spend sometimes a little bit too much time at Holden talking about Holden, and maybe too little time talking about what Holden is for, and by extending that, talking about the world outside of Holden. I was amazed when I came to Holden Village at how much my view of the world that I was being isolated from in some ways opened up. And out of that opening up came this song called That Child.
There's a child in the midst of an army who cries at the lightning and the thunder of guns. There's a child who weeps for the nation that rules by the fist and surrenders its sons. Where is that child who locked him up and hid the key? I've always figured it was someone else, but I'm starting to believe it might be me. It could be me. There's a child who's afraid of a monster that won't help the hungry grow a bushel of grain. There's a child who is full of compassion, who joins in our laughter and hurts in our pain. Where is that child who locked him up and hid the key? I've always figured it was someone else, but I'm starting to believe it might be me. It could be me. There is a child who can see into what others call the make-believe. What he sees is anger, and what she sees is greed. And what they see together is the blindness to a need. There's a child who plays in the forest, whose ears are worn tender by the crashing of trees. There's a child who is pointing a finger as the fighters for freedom kill whomever they please. There's a child in the home of apartheid who hates the division by color of skin. There's a child who won't stop asking questions, who wants to know why we're in the trouble we're in. Where is that child who locked him up and hid the key? I've always figured it was someone else, but I'm starting to believe it might be me. It could be me. There is a child who can see into what others call the make-believe. And what he sees is goodness, and what she sees is kind. And what they see together is the hope of a love till the end of time.
Thank you. Thanks, and I think we have one last song to do for you.
May you grow be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. You'll always be courageous, stand upright, and be strong, may you stay. Forever young. Forever young. Forever young. May you stay. Forever young. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift. Heart always be joyful. May your song